The Whirlpool by George Gissing. Part the First. Chapter One. Harvey Rolfe was old enough to dine with deliberation, young and healthy enough to source with appetite the dishes he thoughtfully selected. You perceived in him the imperfect epicure. His club had no culinary fame. The dinner was merely tolerable. But Rolfe's unfinished palate flattered the second-rate cook. He knew nothing of vintages. It sufficed him to distinguish between Bordeaux and Burgundy. Yet one saw him raise his glass and peer at the liquor with eye of connoisseur. All unaffectedly. For he was conscious of his shortcoming in the art of delicate living, and never vaunted his satisfactions. He had known the pasture of poverty, and the table as it is set by London landladies. To look back on these things was to congratulate himself that nowadays he dined. Beyond the achievement of a vague personal distinction at the Metropolitan Club, he had done nothing to make himself a man of note, and it was doubtful whether more than two or three of the members really liked him or regarded him with genuine interest. His introduction to this circle he owed to an old friend, Hugh Carnaby, whose social position...